Also, body contemplation as a sankhara object reminds me a lot of, gosh, must have been 2 or 3 years ago during a winter retreat, somebody had given some readings from Ajahn Nun, and he had started out using, you know, also discussion yesterday about a lot of conceptualization around this, and I just, in your readings today, I was reminded of how Ajahn Nun, if I recall correctly, started out with just going through the 32 parts, and by conjuring it up in his mind, but then after a while, after going through the list a few times, one of those really stuck out to him, I believe it was hair.
Mm-hmm.
And hair arose as a nimitta.
Mm-hmm.
He proceeded to use the hair nimitta as
a concentration object.
Object. And, I mean, needless to say, he made much.
Yeah, that's a very common teaching in the from the Thai Kruba Ajahns is, you know, as a development of concentration, using the 32 parts as a development of concentration, often with finding one that particularly stands out for one, that speaks to one, and then honing in on that one and developing it as a meditation object for the development of concentration. It's not so much talked about in the suttas that I've seen in that way. It's more of a holistic, you know, just looking at the body in and of itself, as it's kind of described here, but that's one that is talked a lot about in the Thai tradition.